Shout out to my girl Carrie in London.
Your tea about to be popping. The queen about to be popping. Fit times for your drive from London. Strap in, it's time for thunder.
Carrie and Tommy about to have a jolly good time.
Carrie and Tommy bring big fun to your ears every day. And Chemist Warehouse bring great savings every day. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale is on now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Monday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Oh, pretty good.
Ripping weekend. How was yours? How were your shows in Brizzy?
Brizzy was beautiful. The people were lovely. What an amazing part of this beautiful country. Because how was yours?
Great.
Yeah.
Lots to tell you this week about my weekend. It was fun.
Great. What's coming up on the show?
Well, you know how I have panic attacks at various points of time in my life.
At the disco?
Actually, music helps me a lot. I should use that song when I'm having one.
The
I
often
listen to music
over in Europe.
Yes, sorry.
The panic at the discotheque. Yes, I had one in a situation that was less than ideal. Oh. Thousands of meters above the ground.
Oh my gosh!
And I will tell you about it today on the show.
Can't wait.
Carrie and Tommy
on your radios and the listener app for your drive home to Sabo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh. My God, talk about a fall from, actually I was going to say a fall from grace, but maybe it's not a fall from grace.
Yeah, I don't know.
You tell me if this is a, do you not?
Nah, I think this is pretty bang on brand actually.
What do you think? When you think Rudolph Giuliani, Mr. Tommy Little, what do you think?
I think the guy whose hair melted down his face.
Actually, yes,
I think the
sorry.
Four Seasons?
When he did that press conference.
Yeah, the Four Seasons, yeah.
In the car park for Trump. Yeah. Yes, that is the latter part of Rudolph Giuliani's journey in life. But when
Rudolph is so funny.
When I think of him. Why? Isn't that his name,
it's
Rudolph?
It's just funny. If you're an alcoholic in particular, it's just a funny name.
With a red nose.
Yeah.
Because I just think, when I think of Rudolph Giuliani, all I can think of is 9/11 and all that he did around that time.
Oh, yeah, he was
cleaning up
the
streets
mayor.
Of New York. He was the mayor. Like, I just, I think it surprised me when he started heading into that Trump territory. Mm. But this career change has really, really shocked me. What do you think Rudolph Giuliani is doing now?
Stripping?
No. Rudolph Giuliani.
Oh, a reality, either
close.
Dancing, singing,
close.
Singing, rapping,
it is.
Mass singer.
Rudolph Giuliani has been revealed as one of the masked singers.
Oh. I want to be yours, pretty baby. Yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone.
Oh, gross.
What was his
song?
What was his costume?
No, I don't know what he was. I didn't watch the episode. What was it? Does anyone know what his costume was? Do they have the bit there? Maybe they say in the reveal, maybe they know what his costume is. Can you play the reveal, Jesse?
Oh, my goodness. Former Associate Attorney General.
Oh,
former mayor of New York City.
Is that Robert Duvall?
No, that's not Robert Duvall.
Rudy Giuliani.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I had no idea.
Wow. This is definitely something I never would have guessed.
No, he never thought he'd be on it either.
Did someone say, is that Robert De Niro?
Yeah, Robert De Niro. He was like this, he was a Jack in the Box, because. Yes.
Really?
Yeah. And you could tell.
But he's not the strange, I mean, maybe he is the strangest out of these three. But here's some other people that I never knew were on The Masked Singer. I didn't realise that Sarah Palin. Do you remember Sarah Palin?
Yes.
From her brief stint as what was she
was
the
also,
governor of.
Well, she was also on the Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, so she's been round the reality traps.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize. This is her on The Masked Singer. That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Just imagining myself doing that. All right, big butts of the cannot lie.
Yeah, because.
She doesn't have to be a good singer. Clearly.
I mean, wow. And she was a cute little bear thing rapping like that.
Yeah.
Oh, my
Caitlyn Jenner.
Gosh.
Caitlyn Jenner was on.
Wake up in the morning feeling like you did.
empty. Before I leave, I brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Because when I leave for the night, I ain't coming.
You know,
that is so me at the end of a night when I'm rapping and stuff. Yeah. And I think I'm just sounding so cool, but I'm sounding out every single word. I brushed my teeth with
a bottle of Jack. You know how on the Masked Singer you like that revealed and you're like, whoa, that person didn't even sound like that person. Sounded exactly like Kate and Jen.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because, of course, you're here, I'm here, Jesse, who you just heard, he's here. But we've got a whole team that we work with here at our little radio show. And I reckon it's fair to say they're the best in the biz. Would you agree?
100%.
It's weird. There was
best radio team in
quite,
the world.
Quite a long pause there. I'm going to hope that was the delay to London.
It's a given, mate. You know that.
The delay was even longer then. But we love our team and they're all guns at what they do. Do you think there is one person who in their life is the most competent?
Ooh.
Or standout?
In managing their life, not the team, but their life.
Yeah.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. We both know who that is.
Let's say their name on the count of three. Yeah. You'll have a slight delay, so this will be weird. One, two, three. Belle.
Me.
Damn it.
No, Belle, I agree. Definitely Belle. That's who I was thinking.
Belle runs her.
She's a tight ship in her household.
She is. She's a tight ship.
Poor Ed.
Ed is Belle's fiance. Belle is one of
the not true? Oh, sorry. You're going to bring this up.
No.
Because I heard something the other day that made me laugh a lot about Belle and her tight ship that she runs.
Yeah, let's go.
Is it true that you have written Ed's speech for the wedding?
Yeah. I did. Because I thought that would help him. Like, I've just suggested what he should say.
I've suggested exactly what he should say.
About how great I am.
That is not a suggestion. What do you do if he doesn't say those words?
I know he's not going to.
Really?
He's not going to say what I've written him. He's going to say something else, but I know I'll accept what he says. It will be nice. I probably would have done something better, but anyway.
Is he not as terrified of you as we are?
No, he's not terrified.
Okay.
You shouldn't be terrified of me, guys.
You do rule with an iron fist, Belle.
Not an iron fist,
a side eye is what you rule with.
I forgot my pass the other day to get into the building. and I rang Jesse and I said, bro, can you come down and get me? And then the lift doors open and it's Belle and she's standing there and she goes, did you not call me because you thought I'd get angry because you forgot your pass? And I'm like, yep, that's exactly what happened, but here
you
we
almost
are.
Called in sick just to avoid the confrontation.
But Belle, there's just something I noticed today that really rocked me to my core about your existence and what you're doing in your life. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Did I or did I not see you eating baby food before?
Oh, the yogurt.
Yes. You were eating a baby's pouch.
A petit yum?
Yeah, like a little kids, you know,
a
vanilla
flavor. A bag.
A baby's bag of yogurt. Like a little sucker thing.
Mm. Oh, a sucky tube?
Yes.
Look, because I'm basic, I have now started the oat latte trend and I was almond latte before
you
that.
You started
stuff,
the oat latte
Sorry, I've done none.
I was like,
oh God,
I thought that same thing and then I was like, don't question this.
Here I was thinking, I'm the idiot. In 6 months' time, I'll be sucking back on a baby yogurt going, Belle started this.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Monday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, half price sale. It is on now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Oh my gosh, you can shop in store or you can just sit on your butt and do it online if you want. You can do whatever you want. It's half price. So just get all your stuff you need for the next few months in one go.
Sit on your butt. You don't need to exercise when you've got half price vitamins doing the job for you at Chemist Warehouse. That is not their official slogan, but I am rolling with it. Hey, Bickers, I felt bad because at the start of the show, you said that coming up, you were going to tell us about your panic attack, and I said, can't wait. And I felt bad for saying that.
You were being supportive. It was weird, but you were being supportive.
But,
yeah.
But are we going to hear about your panic
attack? I've spoken to you before about how I do have panic attacks. And the one that I had most recently was in a very picturesque place high above the ground.
But
it was a lot. And yeah, I'm going to share it with you soon.
Can't wait.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I love when someone on the team comes into the studio and they've got something for us. Today,
nice for
it's Mr. Handsome Web Guy Eli.
Here comes Web Guy Eli. He likes to watch the TV. He has picked some moments his favorite from the TV.
Here I am.
The whip at the end, Eli.
On the pot and
very Nick's top model, isn't it? what are you here for, Eli?
Well, you know how I constantly always send you pop culture references into our group chat and I'm like, you have to watch this. This is an iconic TV moment.
I know you're such a badge. You're a sassy man.
Sonda was like, okay, you got to bring this one on there because this is a big one. So. Yeah. Have you guys heard about Celebrity Big Brother UK's David's Dead saga?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Have you, Carrie?
Is this from ages ago where they were inside and they learnt that David, the woman's husband, had died or something?
Yes.
And she learnt for the first time inside?
There was a miscommunication.
People, but you could not have written this any better. The producers would have been rubbing their hands together and thinking,
but this is from years ago, yeah?
Yeah, this is from 2016.
And what happened? So are you bringing this audio to us now, or is there an addition to this story?
Yeah, because it's an iconic TV moment.
You've heard it here.
Oh, you're literally just bringing us old gear to remind us. Do you remember when this happened?
Is that a problem?
Is this from the archives of your guys' lives? Your guys being the cast of Celebrity Big Brother UK?
Archives of Eli's lives when he just watched.
I guess what Eli watched 6 years ago doesn't have quite the same ring to it, does it?
To be fair, though, I can't remember the details.
Great.
So I'm reinvested.
I can't.
So tell me, Eli, what happened on this show?
All right. So to give you an idea, do you know David Guest, who used to be married to Liza Minnelli?
Yes,
so he was in the house.
And is Liza Minnelli still alive?
Yes. Liza is, yes.
Is she?
Yes, yes. Oh. So David Guest, he was in the house. And at that time, he was in his early 60s and he looked gravely ill. He was most of his time in the house was spent just bedridden. He was every time they were doing challenges, he always had an exemption. He was in bed. So
as I said, bitches.
So two other housemates that were in there. One of them was Tiffany New York Pollard, who was best known for Flavor of Love, a dating show in America.
Yeah.
And the other was Angie Bowie, David Bowie's ex-wife. Okay.
Okay.
So this happened over January during the time that David Bowie passed.
Bowie died.
And as we know with Big Brother, what happens is the housemates are allowed to get personal information from outside of the Big Brother house if it might lead to you needing to leave to be there with family. So when David Bowie,
you go into the diary room and they deliver you the news.
That's right. So when David Bowie passed, they let his ex-wife know, Angie Bowie, because they have a daughter together. And when she got the news, she was devastated and confided in one housemate, Tiffany. Now, this was their conversation.
Tiffy, you gotta do me a favor.
Anything.
You can't say a word.
Nothing.
David's dead.
No, he's not.
You can't do that.
No, you're playing. I know you're joking.
I would never joke.
Okay. What happened?
It just happened now.
Wow.
She's cancer. And you gotta please stay calm, please.
Oh my God.
So to give you an idea, Tiffany at this point thought that David Guest, the housemate that was bedridden,
the guy that's
had
in
died.
The house.
So she freaked out and she could no longer.
So keep hold on. Did the other woman, when they told her, know that it was her ex-husband, or did she also think David?
No,
in the
no,
house
she knew
died?
It was David Bowie, but just it was
okay.
That's why they're both selling it so well. Because she's like, yes, he's dead.
In the next room.
So even though Angie said, do not tell anyone, Tiffany couldn't keep it in because she was devastated. And this is the conversation that led with the other housemates.
Tiffany.
Come sit down.
Tiffany,
she told me something and I have to say it. I'm not able to not say anything.
Sit down.
No, go in the diary room. That's what
I
said.
Sit down. I hope she's just joking, but she says she's
not.
That's
what you're screaming.
What? Sit down, babe. Sit down.
She told me that David is dead.
David.
Yes. She said he just died and I can't hold this in by myself.
No. Where's David?
Where's David?
Where's David?
He's fine.
Why the f*** does she hate it? She told me that David died.
And you just said that David died. Sit down. Come and see
it. David, she just told me that you were dead.
Oh, this is too much. I love it. So what was David doing?
David was sleeping. And then it ended up causing massive, massive issues.
What did I do?
You told her that David was dead with cancer.
Yes, he is.
He's in there asleep.
David, my ex-husband.
So what ended up...
Okay, let me calm it down. Let me calm the situation down.
What is the matter with her?
And so that ended up causing a massive uproar in the house. Everyone wanted Tiffany out.
Hang on, Tiffany.
I don't understand.
Well, Tiffany also was quite a polarizing character. So she's very argumentative. And also, she was one of the few Americans in the house. So a lot of the UK contestants didn't know how to handle her.
Oh, and right, she's just taken David Bowie's death and then turned it into something weird and crazy and told everybody.
Exactly. And even the producers weren't sure if they should air it because they wanted to be sensitive.
They were sure. Well, they had to say afterwards they weren't sure, but at the time they've never been sure of anything in their lives.
Well, what the icing on the cake here is that coincidentally, David Guest passed away 4 months after that segment.
Oh, no.
David's dead.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, I have said to you that I've been conquering my fear of heights while I've been away. Been going on gondola rides, going up tall towers to see views, things that I normally repel from. I've been putting myself out there to try and do it for the good of the family.
Because I think it's great, right? But if you go on a gondola ride and for 25 minutes you shut your eyes and cry for 18 of them, is that a conquer?
Okay, so here's the thing. The first one I went on, the big one up to the top of this mountain, I did close my eyes and cry for 25 minutes, and that was a waste. The scenery I did not see.
Yes.
However, the next time I did not see.
It was just the Nary.
I saw my family when I opened my eyes.
The countryside I did not look. The scenery I did not see. The fear
but when we went I did skiing feel. In yes. Austria, I had to catch one of those gondola rides. You got to take it up to the base part of where the snow begins, right? And from there, there's chairlifts after that, right? And that one I went on, eyes open, that scenery I did see, and I was okay the whole ride. I wasn't nervous, and I thought I got so ahead of myself. I was like, even Chris said to me, I think, babe, you might have this exposure therapy's worked and you've conquered your fear of heights. And I was feeling so good. So we get to the mountain. We spend the first morning doing little practice runs on the magic carpet, going up and down, remembering how to ski because it's been so long, teaching Evie how to ski. And then what happened is because Addie's with us and, you know, skiing for a little person is a lot and it's a lot for the adult who has to carry around all their stuff.
Yes.
And after about an hour, she was done. She was cold and
exhausted.
Her little legs hurt.
Yep.
So I went and perched myself at a bar for the rest of the afternoon with her while the family went skiing.
Yes.
And towards the end of the day, Ollie came back and Ollie and Chris have been doing these big runs and Ollie's like, Mum, you have to at least come off the magic carpet, which is just 100 metres of baby snow, right, and come and properly ski on the mountain at some point while we're here. Come with me. And I was like, sure, I'll. Yep, no worries. Left the kids, gathered my stuff, was feeling so good because I'm just going to put it out there.
Yeah.
I was better at skiing than I remembered.
Yeah.
Right? On the magic carpet, I was whizzing down. I had Addie between my legs and I was like, I am the image I have in my head of how I looked, oh, pretty good.
We've seen you skiing. I was very impressed. I thought it was pretty good, especially after you spent all day sitting at the bar.
Yeah.
Confidence would have been high.
So Ollie and I make our way down the magic carpet. Now, to get to the base of the chairlift, right, to then take us to the top of the next bit of the mountain, right? So I haven't done an open chairlift yet. And the last time I went on an open chairlift at a ski field was with my nieces about 7 years ago, and I had a panic attack on this chairlift while we were on it, and I was in charge of my nieces. So I made them sing Happy Birthday to me for 15 minutes on this chairlift ride on repeat. They weren't allowed to sing anything else.
Oh my God.
And that was the only way I breathed through my panic attack, okay? So,
just fun. That's fun.
Fun, Auntie Carrie.
Oh, imagine being on the next chairlift. You'd just be like, gosh, shut up. We get it. It's her birthday. It's not. It's actually not. It's not even her birthday. She's just having a panic attack.
Because I fear that, like, I'm going to slip through and fall down, you know.
What a birthday
it's all open,
tragedy
right?
for them to witness.
Anyway, so we haven't even got to that bit yet. And I'm already as we started to go down to get rid, I was like, oh, maybe this fear I haven't conquered. I started to get nervous. Plus, I've got Ollie with me, who's only skied for the first time that day, and I'm about to take him up the top mountain.
Yeah.
And I started to realize, you know, the confidence of the couple of champers I had was wearing off. And I was like, I'm not sure I am a good skier, and he's definitely not a good skier yet. But to get to this chairlift, you have to go down a very, very, very steep hill,
yeah.
right? So I launch off it, and Ollie says to me, Mum, just be careful. Just be aware. This is a very steep hill, and you've only been on the magic carpet. I'm like, I'm fine, mate. I'm fine. I start careering down this steep hill, right, and there's a cliff off one side, and it's quite, like, hazy, so I couldn't see where it was. He's going down ahead of me. My whole life flashed before my eyes. I'd gone 2 meters down this thing, and I started panicking, and I was panicking, and I could feel this panic attack coming on. And my breath was getting shorter, and then I was like, okay, Carrie, you know how to stop. You just do the V with your feet. You know how to stop. But then my feet weren't V-ing. They were just kind of like flipping all over the place, right? And then I started to remember at the bottom of this, I need to then get on a chairlift and go to the very top and then do what we're doing now for a good half an hour down a ski run. And it all became too much. And so halfway down this hill, right at the edge of the of this cliff, I just sat down. And I had a panic attack in the middle of the snow. And Ollie was right down the bottom, and he's like, Mom, what's happening? I was like, I can't do it. I'm having a panic attack. And he's like, just get up and walk. And I'm like, I can't walk. Anyway, sat there, breathed through it.
Yeah.
And then I said to him, I can't do it. And he's like, well, you have to, because we're halfway down. I'm like, I can't. He's like, you have to. And I'm like, I can't. I'm going back up.
Oh, like, my God.
Back up the hill. I'm like, we're going back up. I can't do it all. And I was crying. And he's like, what do you mean? Anyway, so I forced him to then trudge up. He had to take his skis off, and both of us had to trudge up. What took us, I reckon, 3 minutes to get down, took us about 50 minutes to walk back up. Right?
You made Ollie walk up.
I made him, because he couldn't then go off on the run on his own.
Why?
Right? He only skied for the first time that morning.
But he was doing fine.
I know, but
you were the
I
one
thought
sitting
he needed
down.
An adult.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
That's where you're at this afternoon. There is still plenty more to come, the Savo guys.
If you have a teenager and, like me, you've wondered why they no longer listen to you, I have the science.
Oh.
It's not anything that we've done, guys. All kids stop listening to their parents once they're teenagers. 13, apparently. This is not just anecdotal. Mm-hmm. Apparently, a study published in the Journal of Neuroscience by Stanford School of Medicine has found that kids reach the age of 13. At that point, they begin to stop listening to their mum's voice because they no longer find it uniquely rewarding. And they start seeking out unfamiliar voices. And they did this study, right, where they put kids of different ages into MRI machines to measure their brain activity when they heard the voices of their mothers compared to the voices of a stranger. Yeah. And it wasn't like they spoke gibberish. It wasn't like clean your room that you could hear. It was just words that didn't make sense coming through to see what they would respond to. And that older children had a much heightened brain activity when they heard nonsense from a stranger than they did their mum. So when you're a kid, an infant is tuned into mum, and mum's voice is the first thing they respond to because it meets all their needs. Once they become a teen, it's middle finger up to us.
That's great. I can't wait to hear you trying to converse with Ollie and going, hey, Ollie, I've got a couple of things to say to you. Clean your room.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Monday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because you are a woman travelling the world at the moment.
I am.
Often.
You've noticed.
Often. I've only just found out. I was like, because it's not been turning up. Often when I travel, I see things overseas that I think, why don't we do that back home? Have you had any moments like that?
No, I have noticed there's something that happens over here all the time that doesn't happen back home.
What's that?
I think about 10 times someone has rushed up to me and it's taken me by surprise. Like it's caught me off guard and it scared me a bit. And then they've gone, excuse me, gone, yes. And they've gone, your backpack's open. And the same thing they say to me. So I must get stuff out of my backpack and then forget to fully close it. But obviously they must have issues on the tube or something with people, you know, pickpocketing or whatever. It's happened so many times. I should just learn to do my backpack up properly. But I thought, it was such a normal thing for all of them. And there's an urgency to it that I've never experienced.
You know,
but I don't think that's quite what you were referring to, is it?
No, it's not bad. You know, the funniest bit about this whole thing for me. Just the idea of you wearing a backpack.
I have worn, and this is no word of a lie.
A bum bag woman.
I know.
Word of a lie. I have worn every single day what I wear. Yeah. I wear it to work every morning.
Yeah.
Every time we go anywhere, I wear a backpack and a bum bag. The two things together.
You're double bagging.
Because the bum bag, has my international cards, like so that I can tap on and off on the tube and stuff, and then I don't have to get.
Oh, so funny. You're the person overseas that has like, I've forgotten what they were even called, those travel card things. And you're like,
yes, I've got a travel $400. Card. Because otherwise you get charged the fees if you use your credit card, right? So I've got a travel card, but my credit card's connected to my phone. So normally in Australia, you tap on and tap off with your phone or you'd scan things. Mm. I can't do that. So I wear my bum bag. Mm. I also have been getting really dry lips, chapped. So I've got a chapstick and I've got my cash passport thing in my bum bag and sanitizer.
Traveler's checks.
What's your cash passport?
That's what it's called. It's the Travelex thing. It's a cash.
Oh, that's what the card is. Sorry, because
And then in my backpack, because I'm a human snack machine,
yes.
I have all the stuff the kids might need at any given time.
Yes.
And that's become my look for my travel is my bum bag and my backpack.
My look. I reckon if people saw you overseas, they'd go, is that Carrie Bickbaugh? And they'd be like, no way, she's wearing a backpack. It's not
Carrie. The new way forward. I might bring it back to Australia.
Please don't.
It's so convenient. You know, because the thing about a handbag is it's always dragging one shoulder down. The thing about a backpack, it's evenly spread distribution.
I can't wait till you've got one of those Kathmandu ones that tightens around your waist to take the strain off your back.
But I got a feeling that wasn't what you were wondering when you said there's things that you...
Well, I just feel like we need a big change in our society. When I went to Spain, I realised there's a lot of Spanish things I love. Siestas are obviously fantastic.
Oh.
Late night dinners are fantastic. They don't go out till like 10, 11pm and I love that. But I thought we could go one...
So does that mean they don't sleep? So if they get home late, right, are they sleeping in as well or they're having short night sleeps and then having siestas?
No, I think everything opens a bit later and then they have a siesta as well.
So when's the work getting done?
You'll have to ask the Spanish.
I like
can't tell you because they're sleeping.
Sagrada Familia has been getting built for about a couple hundred years now. That is... A niche joke to finish on.
I was going to say, anyway, what's Sagrada Familia?
Anyway, home? Anyway, Gowdy fans, that one's for you.
What's Gowdy? What's happening?
You know he died because he got hit by a tram. Anyway,
who?
Gowdy. Doesn't matter.
Who's Gowdy?
He's everyone's favourite architect. It's fine.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Monday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So I have a question for the engineers in the room.
Mm. Oh,
could you put your hand up?
There's not a lot of hands going up. I don't
got to put mine down.
Still ask.
All right, well, you might be able to. Ask it anyway.
I'm the son of an engineer.
Oh, great. Well, that's what we need.
Retired.
So here's a question. Mm-hmm. How the hell are tunnels built? I have spent time in trains in tunnels recently. You got this one? Great, Jesse.
Yeah.
And I do not understand. I don't know if you remember a few years ago, I really struggled to get my head around how they build very, very, very tall buildings, how they get the stuff up the top. Tunnels. How do they underwater create the hole without the water continuing to flow in while they're down there trying to create the hole?
More of a land-based tunnel guy. Sorry.
Oh, are you? It's not your specialty. Yeah. So because I don't know that bit, I assume they do all those checks to see if the earth is dense enough that it's not just going to cave in, right? But I do have a tunnel fact for you because
That's not what I wanted, but yep.
What do you mean? You wanted information on how they build tunnels and I'm giving you something.
No, you're just giving me a fun fact.
No. Oh.
I want a step-by-step kind of – give me a fun fact.
All right, go to your other options in the room, mate.
Where's Georgia? I asked Georgia to do a bit of tunnel work for me.
Yes, so I can tell you. Yep. I can tell you how underwater tunnels are built.
Oh, there you go. We forget George has actually escaped from prison before, so this is perfect.
So underwater tunnels are particularly tricky to construct because the water has to be held back while the tunnel is being built.
Yes.
So they use pressurized excavation.
So you needed to go to Georgia to realise that the water needed to be held back while they built the tunnel?
No, how do they hold it back? So what do they do?
Pressurised excavation chambers to prevent water from gushing into tunnels. Don't ask me what that means.
So can somebody explain what a pressurised excavation channel is? So they use a big machine to bore a hole through it, and that machine somehow keeps the water from flowing in.
Hey, yes. My fact was going to be about that machine.
Okay, give me your fact.
It stays in there. So
forever.
I was dating an engineer who was working on a tunnel here in Australia, and to build it, they get this huge machine that bores through, and then the machine stays in. It would cost more to try and get the machine out, and so it just stays in.
Mm.
But what do you mean it stays in? Because then wouldn't it block the tunnel?
No, because it goes down and goes down, and then another one will go through the opening, and then they just bury them into the ground.
Huh. Crazy.
Yes.
So how many would there be underground?
Oh,
like a whole
need a
channel
detector.
Of.
No, I think they're worth such a stupid amount of money that I don't know. I assume they actually just use one per tunnel. So when they get close enough, they can use something else, but then they just bang.
Right.
Surely there must be a few buried around Australia then, right?
Yeah, like, I reckon. Should we go to the phones?
Yeah. 13, 10, 60. You're missing a tunnel.
I don't reckon anyone cares.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You will not believe. So I'm on the other side of the world.
Yes.
And you will not believe what conversation I overheard when I was in H&M the other day. And boy, did it make my heart sing. And I thought of you straight away.
What was it?
Guess what they were talking about? It was a couple. It was a couple.
I hope, because I saw my favourite one recently, I hope they were talking about a gender reveal.
No. Oh. No, no. What's your other great love other than gender reveals?
Love. Love. Eating. What? Sonder. Use your words.
Sonder's acting it out.
Love languages.
It was love languages.
Oh, my God.
As I was coming down the escalator with Addie, I heard her saying, because there's different ones. There's like acts of service and there's gift giving.
Then she goes,
what do you think you would be? And he goes, do I have to answer this now?
No, fill out a quiz, then answer. Spend an hour on your phone and then get back to me.
Because there's never a time when a woman is asking a man that when she doesn't have an ulterior thought that he's either not what he thinks he is or that he should step up in some capacity.
Yes.
And he knew that. He knew that it was a trap. He could sense it.
Because he's going to go, I filled out the survey and this is what I got. And then she's going to go, that's funny because I actually got acts of service. And I realised that, and you probably just didn't know that's my love language, so you haven't been doing that for me. But now that you know, I mean, maybe you could do more stuff for me.
Is it sad that I heard them talking and then when I heard him go, do I have to give the answer now? I thought, oh, my God, that I reckon that there's a fight that happened tonight. I think I just left what was going to turn into an argument. And I felt sad because he just thought he was going on a shopping trip to H&M, which is hell already for him,
He's an idiot.
And then he has to get into love languages chat.
Never go, if you're in any precarious situation with your partner, never go on an escalator with them because they know they've got you trapped.
It's a short period to be trapped, though.
Doesn't matter. They'll get you. How long did it take to bring up that?
Better than a lift, you know?
No, at least lifts, I feel like people are self-conscious that there's other people around them. Escalators, you feel like you've got your little step and then people aren't eavesdropping.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, it's a long time since we've done this, but there's a pressing issue at the gym that we need to discuss.
Okay.
Gym injuries, gym injuries, gym injuries.
That's a different song to the one I
thought haven't actually... And I haven't also done an injury. It's just gym stuff I need to talk about. We didn't have a blanket gym opener.
And just with the same breaking bone at the start. Gym stuff that I need to talk about. What did you
think it was? I thought it was a slap. Is it a breaking bone?
It is.
Ooh! Oh, Jimmy Jerry's,
I thought someone was like whacking someone on the butt.
But then it's you going, ooh. So that's you getting whacked on the butt in your version of this. And then you going, ooh.
Oh, you use that sound for
whacked
everything.
On the butt.
That sound is when I've been giving birth, when I've been in pleasure.
Like that's giving pleasure.
In pleasure. In pleasure.
In pleasure. Hey, darling, like, what are you doing? Would you like to be in pleasure with Carrie? I can't tell if it's a bone breaking or you're in pleasure.
Sometimes that happens when we're in pleasure.
You break a bone.
All right, Dennis Rodman.
Dennis has done it three times. Did you know that?
Yeah.
He's done it three
times. Dennis has got issues down there. If that's happening.
Have you? No, one of them, I remember reading about in his book, he got encouraged. Anyway, is this too much?
No, we're doing I'm fascinated.
I didn't have much of a story to tell you about.
He got encouraged to run and jump and enter.
And he slightly
missed the tunnel.
Yes,
and like a car crumpling like up against the side of a tunnel. It said instantly it went like hard. The first half was hard and then flopped down and then blood everywhere. Whether he was at the gym, I do
not
know.
Is it bad that the first person I think of that would try something like that after Dennis Rodman is you? After the pics you sent me on the weekend, that is definitely someone. If someone asked you to do that, it is definitely something you do.
Why is Tommy practicing pole vault? He's just working up to something. Don't worry. What injury have you not done?
No, I haven't done an injury yet, but I feel like I'm going to do one thanks to producer Belle because she's told me to go to this special gym in London and it's like a chain thing and they do this, they turn the lights down, pump the music, and then it's this intense session where half of it's on a treadmill and half of it's on the floor, but the treadmill bit's all done together and they're all lined up and then the instructor instructs you how to change your treadmill, like your speed, your height, everything, right? And you've got to do it in sync with everybody else. And it is so intense. I can't keep up. And I've tripped about three times on the treadmill now because I wear my big, my thick.
I love how you're trying to think of a word that won't get you fired from radio to describe the shoes.
I get bunions. I have to wear sneakers with a really thick sole.
Extra bunion-y shoes.
Yes, and I think sometimes what happens is there's just a lot of padding there and then I trip on myself, and so I'm tripping on myself while going, and they give you three options, beginner, medium, and like intense, advanced or whatever for everything they do. So she'll go 6, 7, 8 on the treadmill, which is like 6Ks, 7Ks, 8Ks an hour, and then she'll go 8, 9, 10, and you've just got to move it up and down. And there's me and I'm pressing the button and I'm trying to, and then they turn the lights off. So you're in the dark running on the treadmill faster than you should be with your big, thick shoes on. And I'm just wondering, producer Belle, has she ever gone off the back or seen someone go off the back?
No, I never have. Can I also say that I'm so offended that all the times I asked you to come to me in Australia, you never did.
The time didn't work in Australia, whereas I've got the whole day.
Can I ask producer Belle a question as well? Belle, you said you haven't seen anyone fall off the back. How many people have you seen wearing bunion shoes while they run? So do you think Carrie's tripping on her bunions?
I'm trying to envision Carrie wearing those runners on those treadmills and I can't.
Have you got an issue with my runners? I didn't know that you judged them so poorly.
No, you've had issues with plenty of runners that I've worn.
She does listen to that silence. The other thing is, tell me this, Tommy, here's a question for you. So they all lined up 20 treadmills in a row and then you pre-pick your spot, and I picked my spot and I was between two men.
Can you speak, mate?
And they took their shirts off, which I didn't think was allowed at this gym. They took their shirts off and they sweated.
You're sounding more like you're going to break a dick and fall off the treadmill.
They sweated so much and stank, like they were so stinky.
Yuck.
Yeah, it was disgusting that I couldn't breathe. So when we went down to do the floor bit and we came back to the treadmill for the second time, I went and picked a different treadmill.
Is this a gym? Offensive?
This is not a gym. And the lights were off and we were on
the floor.
There
was actually no treadmills. Yeah.
No, I'm just there in my bunion shoes. But
still fell
else.
Off the back, though.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
G'day, the guys want to know. They'd like to check in. It's Carrie and Tommy's. What do you reckon?
Reckon.
It is the segment where we pose a question, we discuss it for a bit, then we're given the answer. There may be questions that you've thought about a lot, but then never delved deeper and done the research. Producer Annabelle, what is our question for today?
Our question for today is, what do you reckon the average
number of times a person pees per day?
Per day.
Oh. Ooh.
This is great. Because do you reckon you're at the high end or the low end?
I have gone through phases, like when I'm pregnant, where I'm an absolute champion. But I
hang on,
find...
is a champion more? So if I have a day when I piss more, do I go champion day?
Actually, true. if you don't piss a lot, maybe you're the champion.
The other day on a flight, I got so self-conscious to not. I was on the window, and it was like three in a row, and I got so self-conscious to not get up and get in the people's way, even though they were drinking and were going to the bathroom, that I didn't pee for like a four-hour flight. And at the end of the flight, they turned to me and they said, "Are you okay? We've been chatting when you had your headphones in, and we think it's so weird. We kept swearing like, he hasn't even peed yet. What's it?" So I was scared about them thinking
being
I'm
weird,
peeing, and then I was
and
being
in
weird.
Fact, you came across as weird.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. See, I don't like pee. I find peeing quite annoying. So it's on par with filling up the petrol tank. So I hold on for a long time. So I don't pee that often during the day. I need to, but I spend a lot of my day needing to pee.
Do you prefer the smell when you're
like
filling up
the petrol
tank? Like
I need to pee right now.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
You can just
no,
go.
I hate the smell of petrol.
Do you? I love the smell
of
petrol.
Yes, no.
Petrol, rainforest and water, like hot rain on asphalt.
Yes. Right.
Top three smells in the world.
Mm. Beautiful.
So what do you reckon your average daily number of pees is?
Talk amongst yourself. I'm just going to do some calculations.
I reckon I pee more during the night than I do during the day.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Annoyingly, I have this thing where during the day, I don't reckon I need to pee that much. My body just saves it all up till I want to sleep, and then I need to pee. I reckon I would pee in a 24-hour period.
I reckon 10 times for me.
Oh, I was going to say I reckon 6, maybe. Yeah, 6. I'm walking in 6. So are we going to split our difference and say the average is 8? Jesse, where are you sitting on that?
Yeah, I was going to say 5 or 6.
Okay. Didn't need to beat me by
racehorse.
One.
Racehorse.
Racehorse? Or
is that a racehorse?
Not hydrated enough. Belle, do you have the answers?
So for most people, the normal number of times to urinate per day is between 6 and 7.
Oh!
But between 4 and 10 times is also normal.
So what's...
Gosh, I'm on the upper end, aren't I? And that's me holding on.
You're well hydrated. All those drinks.
I think that dehydrates you, you're fine, but sure.
I also have how many times people poo per day.
Okay, Belle, you've taken it too far.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at this afternoon. There is still plenty more to come, but right now we have one more thing to cover off before we move on.
Well, I know you, Tommy, said you weren't interested in producer Belle's update on how many times a day people do number twos. She brought us the fact that people do number ones on average 6 times a day. But I'm fascinated. How regular are people, Belle?
Well, it's actually a really big range. I was really surprised. So the normal – sorry, did you want to guess?
Sorry, I have a mate who only goes once every 3 days.
What?
Yeah. And I was like, how big
actually,
must
Addie
they be?
Addie doesn't go that often. Yes, yeah, she does. She only goes once every 4 or 5 days. And when she goes, honestly, it's like a giant has gone to the bathroom.
It's like a drunk.
I don't know how it comes out. I actually, quite genuinely, I'm fascinated. I almost want to watch. This is weird. I almost want to watch it come out.
You've got to stop revealing so much.
Because I don't understand how it comes out. It's enormous and she's so little. Anyway.
So the surprising range, it's a lot. But
yeah, I know, because there's always, as soon as it gets into the...
okay, is from 3 times a day to once every 3 days. So your friend actually isn't that.
Is in the normal range.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the average person poos about once a day, but it's normal to pee, I mean, poo 3 times a day and also once every 3 days.
I feel like poo's
always been above average.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Monday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And it's guys, it's time for everyone's favourite segment.
The time game.
No. Bickers, what's your guess?
Of course. Same, but backwards.
Okay. That's on Fridays.
What are we doing now?
Any other guesses?
Oh, this is the one brought to you by the mushrooms.
That's right.
Yes.
Same, but spoken. And every week I bring you guys a different version and for a while now, we've been doing different themes, but sometimes when we get really in a pickle and we don't have a theme, we just find a random effect that Jez can put onto it.
Yes.
Do you remember?
That's our audio producer. Yes.
Yes. This week it is... I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it.
Same, same.
What? Fast.
Slow.
Fast.
Slow.
Fast.
Slow.
Oh, this is almost like backwards but backwards, because this is sped up, slowed down. But then is the sped up, the slowed down version sped up twice, or is it just a normal version sped up?
I think it's just a normal version sped up, but next week we can do the slowed down version
sped up twice.
Twice, yes. Right. Yeah, if you want.
Okay. Can we do none of it? Because my brain is going to explode. I don't know what you're talking about.
Let's just have a guess, shall we, at the songs and see. Let's see as we go.
Here is your first song.
Oh, Tommy.
Oh, Harry.
Tommy just.
It is Party in the USA, Miley Cyrus.
I thought there would be more of a sweet spot where you would hear it at the right rhythm, but there really isn't. Jez has done a great job on this.
Well, it's not sped up but slowed down, but normal.
No, but I thought from slow to fast, you would have to get a bit of normal in there. But
because it must be his first time. Speeding songs up and slowing them down.
Can I speed up your chat?
Okay. It's over. No, but you can slow it down.
Song number two.
I know what it is.
Did it say you ain't doing it solo?
Tommy's taking his things off.
Oh, Carrie.
Because.
It's Guy Sebastian. Yes.
Three.
Oh,
two,
writing. One. Oh, what is it? Oh, I've forgotten.
Tommy, would you like to have a guess?
Oh, yeah, it's Guy Sebastian. I think it's Writing With You.
It is not. It is Guy Sebastian.
Doing it solo.
It is Choir.
Oh, my God. Because you put me off.
Did you know it was Choir?
Yes. I had my headphones off and I was going, and doing this solo. Doing that,
All right, one zip, song number three.
Tommy.
Carrie.
Tommy.
That was definitely me. This delay is going to kill me.
Three.
It's Mary J. Blige, Family Affair.
Two zip. Because you have to get both of these.
I've been doing some real mum dancing lately. I've noticed when I'm in this little booth on my own that I really really get into.
What about
some real
the clerbs?
I'm doing a lot of shoulder work because I can only dance with my top half. Doing a lot of this kind of stuff.
No, that's good.
It's not
that's
good.
Fun,
nah,
mum.
It's not.
That's everybody's favourite fun mum, Carrie Bickmore.
Nah, fun mum's when I do this one.
Whoa. Right. Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but the seat dance, that's not fun.
Wow.
That's God. Mum needs to be unleashed.
Song number four.
Oh, Carrie.
Because.
It is Return of the Mac.
Three.
Oh.
Oh. Two.
Mark Morrison? What am I?
Right.
Is it?
Yeah. He's on the board.
Yeah, Biggers.
Stays in the game.
The tar drop did it for you.
Yeah.
Alrighty, Biggers, to tie it, Tommy for the win.
Oh, Carrie.
Biggers.
It is Five Sauce Young Blood.
Wow, Biggers.
Now sing it sped up
again,
and slow down.
I'm doing it again. Look at me. What is that?
No.
What's that?
Look at those shoulders. You're a choo-choo train.
And then I'm clicking.
Fun train. Yeah.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the podcast is over, Carrie and Tommy are free to check out the Chemist Warehouse half price sale. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.